I'm John Lemley with you for City Cafe. Glad to have you along. Chris Kazer has spent 20 years, two decades, portraying Ebenezer Scrooge on the Alliance Theater stage. This season's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol will bring that to an end. Kazer will be retiring from the role after the show closes. But before he exits, we had the longtime actor in to talk about the role he has inhabited for so many years and about his insights into this character we all think we know. Congratulations on two decades and...
Actually working almost to three decades in the play.
Oh, really?
Overall, this is my 27th A Christmas Carol. I had done it seven times at the Academy Theater before I ever started doing it at the Alliance. It's been 20 years at the Alliance.
Even back in your Academy days, what were the challenges, especially the first time, of taking on the character of this bitter old miser?
Right. Well, one thing was I was too young at the time. I just remember so clearly my old mentor, Frank Wittow, at the Academy Theater. We spent an afternoon in a private room, and I asked him to help me with the age element. And we, that afternoon, through a series of exercises and images, we created the body of Ebenezer Scrooge. We started with animal images. So it's kind of a bird of prey is what we started thinking of. And that meant instead of a spine that's curved out, it's curved in, with a head thrust forward, chin jutting forward, claw-like hands, which is meant to keep people away, and you're protecting yourself. So you're keeping people away and protecting yourself at the same time.
In the beginning and the end of the story, there's nothing that gives us a sense of who Scrooge is at that particular moment than his interaction with others. And in the beginning, it includes... some time with his nephew, but also two strangers that come upon him.
Yes, the two businessmen. His expectation of them is that they're going to, because they're businessmen, they understand his worldview better than the common folk would, and that they would be too smart to be gulled by the Christmas spirit. And he's a little shocked at the fact that they are sentimental like everyone else.
Mm-hmm. I am abroad collecting loans. It will be overdue by year's end. Then I intend to return to my counting house and work a full day until my usual closing hour at 7 o'clock.
On Christmas Eve?
Christmas. Christmas, sir, is a humbug.
Good day.
Good day.
And it's important that he hears their laughter. He hears them laughing at him, and that happens several times in the play. And that only just makes him go deeper, colder, more withdrawn.
I wonder why it is that some of us seem to identify with Ebenezer Scrooge and really find ourselves cheering for him. Is it because on some level we are all grasping, clutching, covetous old sinners to a certain degree, and we can sort of identify?
Sure. I mean, every human on earth has to struggle between selfishness and generosity. And you get to see in the play why he would associate Christmas with difficulty and emotional suffering. We know from the play, we hear it in the play, that his father, he went to a boarding school, and that his father, his mother is absent. We never know why, but there is no mother. And the father leaves him at school. He's the only child left at school. And his father explains to him that it's just too much money to bring you home. That Christmas is a foolish thing. And so he's on the horns of a dilemma there. He has to either embrace that philosophy, which says that Christmas is ridiculous and a waste of money, or face the fact that his father doesn't love him, the only parent he has. Those are his two choices. And clearly, he decides, well, surely my father must love me, and mm-hmm. he must be right about this whole Christmas thing. And he carries it with him throughout his life.
That was a lot easier to deal with.
Yes. But in any case, Scrooge doesn't think of himself as a mean person at all. That's not how he operates in the world. He comes from a place of righteousness. He simply believes that he has correctly gauged the way to navigate the world and to avoid pain and heartbreak, and to be, he's proud of his self-sufficiency and, his ability to just pay for himself.
Have people ask you, why are you retiring this character? You're too young to retire.
Yes, well, yeah, it's interesting. It's been a long time, been 27 years in the play, and it can't go on forever, and I wanted to make sure that I never got tired of it. I'm not at all tired of it, but I for sure I didn't want to have a bad year. I didn't want to quit because I had a bad year. I wanted to kind of go out on my own terms and go out on top and just have one more great year, one more blast doing it, and then just stop. So that's it.
Rumor has it you're not completely leaving the Alliance Christmas Carol in seasons to come.
Yeah, I'm not at all retiring from the theater at all, and I'm not even, I wouldn't be against being in A Christmas Carol again, maybe play Marley or something.
Come back from the dead.
Yeah, come back from the dead. I ain't dead yet.
In two solid decades of appearing in the Alliance Theater's productions of A Christmas Carol, he's played the role of Scrooge 16 times. Quite a track record. Chris Kaser, he will be retiring from the role of Ebenezer Scrooge in the Alliance Theater's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. That show opens tonight, running through December 29th. For more, visit wabe.org/citycafe.